It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
All right, you can catch their podcast called Sports Meets Beer on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, the internet. Brad and Ben back with us drinking some beer. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome, Danny.
Hello!
Was I supposed to know what that was? Okay.
It was like kind of
Yoda?
It was Marvin the Martian underwater.
That's what it was. Okay, all right. I haven't even had a sip yet. Like, I thought I was tripping out. All right, so what'd you guys bring this time here to try this morning?
I found myself in Healdsburg. I came across Bear Republic. So this one, you know, since I knew you were such a big fan of stouts and porters.
I am.
This is their, this is the Big Bear Black Stout. So it comes in at 8.1%. ABV. You know, look at this thing, Brad. Tell me what you think. Give me the appearance and the aroma on this.
First thing I noticed in the aroma is Baker's chocolate. It's not overly sweet. There is something kind of roasty about it. I was kind of commenting that you can almost sense like the chalkiness of Baker's chocolate. Like you can almost sense that in the nose of this. If you look at it, the head is almost, it looks like crema, like on top of espresso. It's got that nice sort of like that sort of beige color. And the head actually holds pretty well. The lacing is pretty decent on the glass. And it's really, really dark, opaque. Like I said, the smell, I can't get past the Baker's chocolate in it.
Yeah, this thing is, it is dark as night. And the first initial whiff of this beer brought me back to when I was, you know, 8 years old, climbing on the countertops, the top shelf of my mom's pantry. And I saw Baker's chocolate. I just saw the word chocolate. And my inner fat kid, which also looks a lot like my outer fat kid, decided to jump in and take a bite. And it's just bringing me right back to that Baker's chocolate experience. You know, in going through the tasting of the beer, you know, we talked about it on a couple of shows, the AATMF. And this is, you know, anyone can write these things down. The next time you're going to a party and you want to talk about beer, go over these 5 points. It's really simple. It's just, you know, simple 1 to 2 word descriptors of everything. You know, that's appearance, aroma, mouthfeel, taste, and finish. The best part is about this is that you can never be wrong. These are all your opinions, not anyone else's. Mouthfeel on this thing is, it's really silky smooth, which is, you're going to find that with stouts traditionally. They're going to have a really, really smooth mouthfeel. Just, it's really easy to drink. This is something that's a sipper. You know, not necessarily something you're going to drink on a hot day, something you're going to sip and enjoy over, you know, whether it be by your outside fire, you know, fire pit at your backyard or camping or whatever. It's a really good beer.
The more this warms up and the more I kind of smell it, I get like really light hints of like dried dark fruit, like dried cherry or currant. It's really, really mild. And I think I didn't get it at first, but like I said, as this is warmed. So I just, like I said, I just think there's a little bit more complexity in the nose now that we've been sitting here drinking it for a few minutes.
You know, it's always good to, I always, you know, kind of pour the first half glass, taste it, enjoy it, and then let the growler warm up. Get to, not necessarily room temperature or ambient temperature, but at the same time, just let it get warm up a couple degrees. You'll be surprised how much more the flavors come out. The aroma increases. It's dramatic improvement of the flavor and the aroma of the beer.
This, once again, was Bear Republic Big Bear Black Stout.
Big Bear Black Stout.
So across the board here, what do we think? Thumbs up?
I'm going to go thumbs middle, and I'll tell you why. I think this is a great stout, but I think there are better stouts out there.
Okay.
To be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
This one's unique and fun. I think because this is a draft, I believe it's draft only at their restaurant up there. I like it. It's good. I think if I was at the pub eating and drinking with friends, this would be a great beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking it home by yourself might be your cup of tea, but it's not necessarily mine. I'm more of a social guy.
But like, so here in a radio studio, it's like not really what you
want.
Well,
there's about 500 CDs behind me, and I just don't even know what these things look like. I thought they were coasters this whole time.
They might be.
But yeah, but, I mean, and no disrespect to Bear Republic. They put out great, great beers.
Yeah. No.
But this to me is like, I probably wouldn't purchase it again, but it's definitely worth trying for sure.
I'm going thumbs up. I think it's really true to the style. I think, you know, the amount of chocolate in it, like I said, as it's warmed up, I think some of that chocolate has started to mellow out, and you know, there's a little bit more complexity in the nose. I like the finish. The mouth feels nice and soft. Yeah, I'm going thumbs up. I think this is a really well-done version of this beer.
Yeah, I'm going thumbs up, too. But
you love stouts.
I was going to say, as we previously talked about, I am a stout fan. But I see what you're saying, Ben, about there are definitely better ones out there. So I had other ones that I've liked better, but definitely still a thumbs up
for
me.
The favorite beer, my all-time number one favorite beer that I've ever had in my life is a stout.
Oh, yeah?
We'll get to that later, though. Maybe some episodes later.
Hello.
That's a tease. That's what we call that in the radio industry.
Textbook.
Man, well executed. All right. You can hear teases like that on their podcast, probably.
You tease.
No, you can't.
No. Yeah, exactly. No.
That was well too thought out for our normal rigmarole.
Sports Meets Beer is the podcast. You can find them on iTunes, Stitcher, and everywhere else they have internet access, I'm sure. Brad and Ben, thanks for being on once again.
Thank you for having us.